This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Make sure you're waking up with us in the mornings. Just tell your smart speaker to play US 99. So as you're getting ready in the morning, you can hear from us and our friend Kelsey Ballerini, who's joining us now. Kelsey!
Good morning, friends. How are you?
I'm doing great. How
really
are you
good.
Doing?
I'm good.
Kels, I feel like no one is having a bigger 2022 than you. I feel like just every time I turn around, you've got such incredibly cool projects coming on. You know, the performances that we've seen, it's been incredible. Half of my hometown blew up this year.
Yeah.
Which has been awesome. I are you just on cloud nine?
Yeah, I am. It's been really exciting to see everything kind of connect and work, especially with the new music. It's like, you know, putting out a new record this week, it's been mine for like a year and a half. And as much as I am like, okay, well, I love it and that's all that should matter, like, it's not all that matters to me. Like, I really want it to be something that people gravitate towards and love and connect to. And the fact that less than a week that it's been out, people seem to really like it. Like, now I'm starting to exhale and like really be like celebratory about it. But yeah, no, it has. It's been a really fulfilling time in my career, and I feel really grateful to be able to just like keep doing this and like really being able to put my full focus into this right now.
Is that hard? Because I view it like almost like stand-up comedy in a way, where, you know, comedians, they have to construct jokes that not only do they think is funny, but an audience is funny, and audiences are so subjective, and, you know, they change all the time. Is that hard for you, or do you feel like that puts pressure on you to make something not only that you like and means a lot to you personally, but that will connect with others?
I can't think about it like that, to be honest, because the whole reason that I started writing songs was truly just, it was selfish. Like, it was something that I needed to do for me as like a 12-year-old that
sure.
had a lot of change going on in her life that I needed a safe place and an outlet. And so I think the most important thing that I need to do is to protect the pureness of that. You know what I mean? And so I just try to write songs that are about my life, or at least inspired by something that I've experienced, and make records that I'm really proud of. And I've found that, like, I am the people that listen to my music, and they are me. And that's why it works,
yeah.
you know? So the more specific I get about, like, my feelings, whether it's love or heartbreak or growing pain or whatever it is, like, if I'm being more honest and vulnerable in my songwriting, it seems to work better anyway. So
yeah.
I try not to think too much about it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know what else I notice about you too? Well, first of all, you're friends with Shania Twain, correct?
What? That sentence just gave me full body
chills. Is that weird? Like, that's wild.
Well, it is really wild. It's really wild. It's like one of the coolest things that's like happened in my life, you know? But yeah, no, we've kind of had this like mentor-mentee relationship, and it's just like, you know, when you are able to just either like text Shania and know that she's going to text you back, or like, you know, like recently I got to honor her at the ACM honors, and
yeah, you did a great job, by the way. It was awesome.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, and like wearing her dress on the carpet and then doing Man, I Felt Like a Woman, like that's all amazing. But like the off camera part is like, I sat on her hotel balcony till 2 a.m., like asking her the hard questions about being a woman in the music industry and like how to navigate your personal life and all that stuff. Like, that's the stuff that no one sees. And that's the stuff that's so important. Like, it's so important to have those people in your life that you can have those conversations with. And like the fact that Shania Twain is one of the biggest musical artists in the world and still takes time to do that is just, that's why she's so successful.
Well, and she has, you know, she's been around the block, so she's had the highs,
yeah.
the lows, everything. And so she would be a great
Absolutely.
Mentor. But you know what else I always think about when I see you is I almost feel like you're a modern day Shania Twain. Has anybody
Ooh.
Ever told you that?
Whoa. I mean, if there's a better word than flattered, I wish I had it.
I'm serious.
Thank you. Well, wow. I mean, thank you.
About the way you sing. It's about the way you carry yourself, you present yourself, your clothes, your choices, like the way you express yourself with fashion, just everything. It reminds me so much of her.
Oh, I definitely think she's one of my biggest influences, not only because of like her songwriting and her music, but it is. It's like her personality and the way that she like owns her womanhood and the way that she pushes boundaries and like her production and her music videos and her fashion and all of that. Like I always have really gravitated towards being an artist that wants to have that kind of career. So that actually means like a lot to me.
Oh, well, it's true. I mean, I wouldn't say if it's true. Do you have a say in then your music, or make sure you have a say in your music and your videos and everything like she's always done?
Oh, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm extremely type A in my career. I've always written everything I put out, and I make mood boards for any like song for tour, or I write my own video treatments now. Yeah, I micromanage.
Oh, that's okay. So awesome. I mean, it's working.
And my team loves it.
Well, good.
Yeah, good. That's huge.
I'm kidding. They're like, really, Kelsey, another one of these? I'm like, yep.
Kelsey, we cannot wait for you to get up here to Rosemont to play at the Rosemont Theater. We've had this date circled in our calendars for a long time now, just because it's been so long since we've gotten to see you. And we cannot wait for you to come to Chicago. Chicago misses you, and we can't wait to party with you Saturday night.
I mean, I honestly, it's one of my favorite cities to play music in, and I have not headlined in Chicago since 2018, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pre-pandemic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I have a day off in the city beforehand, so I'm just going to like really acclimate to Chicago, and I can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks again, Kelsey, and good luck tomorrow night. It's Melissa and Austin on US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.